I knew these people. These two people. They were in love with each other. The girl was very young, about 17 or 18, I guess. And the guy was quite a bit older. And he was kind of raggedy and wild. And she was very beautiful, you know? And together they turned everything into a kind of an adventure. And she liked that. Just an ordinary trip down to the grocery store was full of adventure. And they were always laughing at stupid things. He liked to make her laugh. And they didn't much care for anything else because all they wanted to do was be with each other. They were always together. And he loved her more than he ever felt possible. He couldn't stand being away from her during the day when he went to work. So he'd quit just to be home with her. And then he'd get another job when the money ran out. And then he quit again. But pretty soon she started to worry.
About what?
Money, I guess. Not having enough.
Hmm?
Not knowing when the next check was coming in.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So he started to get kind of torn inside.
How do you mean?
Well, he knew he had to work to support her, but he couldn't stand being away from her either.
I see.
And the more he was away from her, the crazier he got. Except now, he got really crazy. He started imagining all kinds of things.
Like what?
He started thinking that she was seeing other men on the sly. He'd come home from work and accuse her of spending the day with somebody else. He'd yell at her and break things in the trailer.
The trailer.
Yes. They lived in a trailer home. Anyway, he started to drink real bad. And he'd stay out late to test her, to see if she'd get jealous. He wanted her to get jealous, but she didn't. She just worried about him. But that got him even madder. He thought if she never got jealous of him, that she didn't really care about him. Jealousy was a sign of her love for him. And then one night, she told him that she was pregnant. She was about 3 or 4 months pregnant, and he didn't even know. And then suddenly everything changed. He stopped drinking, got a steady job. He was convinced that she loved him now because she was carrying his child, and he was going to dedicate himself to making a home for her. But a funny thing started to happen. He didn't even notice it at first. She started to change. From the day the baby was born, she began to get irritated with everything around her. She got mad at everything. Even the baby seemed to be an injustice to her. He kept trying to make everything all right for her, buy her things, take her out to dinner once a week. But nothing seemed to satisfy her. For 2 years, he struggled to pull them back together like they were when they first met. But finally, he knew that it was never going to work out. So we hit the bottle again. But this time it got mean. This time when he came home late at night, she wasn't worried about him or jealous. She was just enraged. She accused him of holding her captive by making her have a baby. She told him that she dreamed about escaping. That was all she dreamed about, escape. She saw herself at night running naked down a highway, running across fields, running down riverbeds, always running. And always just when she was about to get away, he'd be there. He would stop her somehow. He would just appear and stop her. And when she told him these dreams, he believed them. He knew she had to be stopped or she'd leave him forever. So he tied a cowbell to her ankle so he could hear at night if she tried to get out of bed. But she learned how to muffle the bell by stuffing a sock into it and inching her way out of the bed and into the night. He caught her one night when the sock fell out and he heard her trying to run to the highway. He caught her and dragged her back to the trailer and tied her to the stove with his belt. He just left her there, went back to bed, and lay there listening to her scream. Then he listened to his son's scream. And he was surprised at himself because he didn't feel anything anymore. All he wanted to do was sleep. And for the first time, he wished he were far away. Lost in a deep, vast country where nobody knew him. Somewhere without language or streets. And he dreamed about this place without knowing its name. And when he woke up, he was on fire. There were blue flames burning the sheets of his bed. He ran through the flames toward the only two people he loved. But they were gone. His arms were burning, and he threw himself outside and rolled on the wet ground. Then he ran. He never looked back at the fire. He just ran. He ran until the sun came up. Couldn't run any further. And when the sun went down, he ran again. For 5 days he ran like this, until every sign of man had disappeared.
Hey there, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors, Armand here. Today is episode 178. It is titled Paris, Texas. And I know I mentioned on the last week's episode that we're going to have a series of more fall or autumn oriented episodes because we're in the middle of the season. But as I was working on the playlist for this week's episode, my ideas for the episode kind of changed. And it sort of got expanded out to potentially a two-part episode. And so I pushed that to next week in order to give it some more time for me to work on that playlist. So because of that, I had to quickly come up with another playlist, which is today's episode. And I don't want to say that I put this together really quickly because this has kind of been sitting on the back burner for a couple months now. This is more of a summer episode. I was originally going to release this in the summertime, but I wasn't very sure how people would react to an Americana / ambient country episode, so I put it off. But now here we are, and we're going to play some ambient country in today's episode. So, Paris, Texas is a film. It came out in 1984, directed by Wim Wenders, who's actually a German director. And the movie stars Harry Dean Stanton. And essentially, it is a very Americana movie that takes place in Texas. Paris, Texas being a town that is referenced a couple times in the movie. And it's a very slow, kind of sprawling, sometimes very beautiful movie. And the soundtrack of that film is pretty iconic. And whenever I watched the movie and I heard the soundtrack, I knew I had to have an episode that was sort of that Americana ambient country sound. And that's essentially what this playlist is about. So we opened off the episode with a track by Ry Cooder titled I Knew These Two People, which is off the Paris, Texas soundtrack. And in fact, the main dialogue that you hear throughout that entire track is essentially the climax of the movie. I don't think it's much of a spoiler if you listen to the track, but it is, you know, from a very crucial point in the movie. And anyway, Ry Cooder is kind of a well-known Americana musician, mainly for his kind of slide guitar music. He's actually from Santa Monica, right here near LA, which is kind of surprising because when you hear of Santa Monica or Los Angeles, you don't really think of Americana, but he's from here. And his most famous work is probably this Paris, Texas soundtrack, but he's done plenty of work in his time. So we'll move into the first block right here. Basically, throughout today's episode, kind of imagine that you are walking through a very, very hot desert and the sun is kind of really killing you. But you're essentially just walking through that desert for no real reason. You're just walking to run away from everything. Alright, so we'll jump into this first block right here. We'll start off with a track by Le Bradford titled P. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. Let's go over what we played in this last block right here. So we started off with Le Bradford, who are kind of a very OG post-rock slash ambient group from Richmond, Virginia. They've been around since the mid-90s. And this track that we played there was called P, like the letter P, off their record Me Media Naranja, which is Spanish for My Better Half. And that came out in 1997. And it's probably their most well-known work to date. I believe they've released a total of 6 records. And they haven't released anything since 2000. So I'm not sure if they're officially broken up. But don't look forward to any Le Bradford albums in the near future. Following that, we heard a track by Bruce Kafin. I'm not very familiar with him outside of a couple of tracks. He's mainly a pedal steel guitarist from the Bay Area here in California, and this track that we played by him was called Undeserved Ending off his record Slider, which came out in 2001, and is probably his most popular work to date. He mostly does engineering work, and he contributes as a steel guitar, pedal steel guitarist on other people's records and stuff like that. Outside of that, I'm not too familiar with him. Following that, we played a track by Ida called Blue Moon of Livonia off the record 10 Small Paces, which came out in 1997. And Ida are essentially a slowcore-ish band from New York City. They've been around since the mid-90s and they're still going. I believe they've released 10 or maybe even more records than that. So they've got quite a back catalog. This track that we played by them was a very tiny little 1 minute, kind of an interlude-ish track. And following that, we played a track by World Standard called The Lonely Driver, 1952, off his record Country Gazette, which came out in 1997. And much to my surprise when I was doing my research for today's episode, World Standard is actually a Japanese guy, which caught me off guard because when you think of Americana or ambient country, you're not really thinking of Japanese folk. That was pretty refreshing. Anyway, I'm not too familiar with World Standard outside of Country Gazette, which I think is his most well-known work. But if you enjoy that track, you can check out that record. And finally, we closed off that album with another track by Ry Cooder off his Paris, Texas soundtrack. And that was the opening track. And if my memory serves, it was also the opening piece of music in the film itself. So yeah, hopefully this ambient country episode is kind of down your alley. We're going to go into the next block right here, and it's going to kind of start off on a more somber note. Here is a track by Lauren Mazzacane Connors titled The Dawn. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Let's go over what we played right there. So, like we mentioned, we started off with a track by Lauren Mazzacane Connors, who, like most of the artists in today's show, I wasn't very familiar with her before I kind of Googled ambient country and Americana music after I watched Paris, Texas. But she is based in New York, and she's kind of a drone improvisational blues musician that has been around since the 70s, and she's still going. And what's interesting is this track, titled The Dawn, off her album Little Match Girl, came out in 2001, and it kind of reminded me of Grouper. So I would not be shocked at all if I found out that Grouper is a fan of Lauren Mazzacane Connors. And anyway, following that track, we played a song by Friends of Dean Martinez, who are an Americana / post-rock group from Tucson, Arizona. They've been around since the mid-90s, and they have quite a back catalog. I think they have 8 or so records. And the track we played here was called A Place in the Sun, off their record of the same title, A Place in the Sun. And that came out in 2000. And they're an interesting band. I think they started off more as a kind of a surf rock band that evolved more into a kind of an Americana post-rock band. But yeah, if you enjoyed that track, you can check out the rest of that album. Following that, we played a track that was kind of more hopeful than the two before it in this block. It was by Frail by Design, who are a post-rock group from Madison, Wisconsin. The track we played there was called Waiting Patiently, off their self-titled record, which came out in 2007. Or it's an EP, I should say. It's only 4 tracks, and this was the final track on that record. And this was their debut EP. And if you like fiddles, or post-rock that has fiddles or violins, definitely check out Frail by Design. I think they're a vastly underrated band. They did have a second EP out after this one, but it was quite different. It didn't have that country vibe at all to it, but it was still enjoyable. And yeah, so we have 1 track left in today's show. Hopefully you've enjoyed our ambient country / Americana episode. Definitely check out Paris, Texas. It's a pretty long movie. I think it's about 2.5 hours long. But it's really beautiful at times, and the soundtrack is really wonderful. Anyway, we're going to end off the show on a happy note. We're going to play a song by Bill Frisell, who is an American guitarist from Baltimore, or B-more, as we should all say. And he's kind of a guitarist that plays pretty much everything. He's from jazz to country and everything in between. He's been around since the early 80s. Like Lauren Mazzacane Connors, he's released like over 20 records, very prolific. This track that we're going to play is called Poem for Ava, off his record Ghost Town, which came out in 2000. So yeah, thanks for listening to today's show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Here we go. Here is Bill Frisell with Poem for Ava.